Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. What's up, everybody? Ben Raza and Eric Lindquist here for Awesomo.com, and we are back with another breakfast menu. Eric, you are filling in for Josh Engelman. Appreciate you hopping on the show with me, especially, just to give people a peek inside the glass. We're filming pretty early in the morning. Props to you for waking up for this bad boy.
No excuses. Play like a champion.
That's right.
Again, I get to hang out with you. If it were somebody else, I might be more inclined to be like pass. But because it's you, because it's the dynamic duo, we get to come back for a golf show way later here. 12-hour gap. Why not? Looking forward to that as well. But let's kind of get it started together this morning. Gets both of our days going off on the right foot.
That's right. We're going to turn the tide here. And I will say, no pressure. There's always no pressure in the breakfast menu. But first show of the week, me and Lofty cleaned our plates. We both went 3-0. We were really rolling in the MLB. Lofty hit Olympic basketball, as did I. We're going to go grab bag style today, and as you being the guest, I am going to allow you the honor to possibly go first or defer to the second half if you win that coin toss. What do you want to do?
Oh, this is your show. I was going to say, I went 2-0 last time that I was this year with Josh, so I got some work to back that up as well, but I would rather have you set the table once more.
I have no problem doing that. I'm going to go first, and we're going to be jumping around today, but I'm going to stick with one of the little niches that I think we've carved out is Olympic basketball. I feel like we've had a good pulse starting with shorting of Argentina, who lost by 38 to Australia. That was very, very easy. Now we're in the semifinals, and it's just business. I'm a huge Luka guy. I love Luka. I can't believe that Slovenia is a 2.5-point favorite over France. I'm going to take France. Don't mind even foregoing the points and getting the plus 125 that is out there. And it's just a simple fact. I think France is a better team. Obviously, Slovenia, you could argue they've got the best player on the floor no matter who they play. And they certainly are going to win this game. And they're a good team. I'm not saying it's a one-man team. Certainly, Dragic and some of these other Konkar and these other shooters can chip in at times, and I like their team. I just don't know if they've seen the level of competition. I'm not going to go into France. Yes, they beat the USA, so we know what their ceiling is. I just love that combo. Batum, Gobert, Fournier, they've got pieces around them. It's more aligned. Eric, on this show, we always talk about it's not just who you like. It's can you find the line to back it up. And to me, I expected France to be a slight favorite in this game. So getting them at plus 2.5 or at plus 125 is where I'm going to get my card started. So nothing crazy, just to win one strip of bacon. But I'm going to say that France moves on and sets up probably a rematch with the USA.
Well, they don't even need to move on. They can lose by two.
That's so crazy.
To me. I love that line. I love that play simply because I play that out in my head. And sure, Luke is the best player on the floor, but the next three best players on the floor are all from France. And, you look at Evan Fournier and Gobert together. I mean, Fournier, if we get the USA version that, he goes out and torches, maybe he's going to celebrate his new contract with the New York Knickerbockers. So I'm looking forward to that game, and could definitely see that being a good one. For me, I'm going to go to the baseball streets. I got to kind of stay true to that here. And this is an interesting one right off the bat. Plus 140, Carlos Carrasco over 5.5 strikeouts. So let me explain a little bit. So Carlos Carrasco only had 58 pitches his first outing here. He had not gone more than 3 innings here in any of his minor league assignments leading up to that start. He had been out here for the entire season. This guy is the easiest guy to cheer for in the world. Battled cancer a couple years ago here with the Indians, kind of emerged out of that. But a career right around 28% strikeout rate, 25% strikeout rate. He had 4 Ks in that first outing here. I could see him getting to 70, 75 pitches. And against this AAA Miami Marlins offense, looking at some of the K rates for these guys, I mean, just going down the line for the Magnus Sierra is the only guy who has under a 30% K rate out of any of the new blood that they have coming in there. They have I don't even know what that lineup's going to look like. Alex Jackson was in it yesterday, 47% K percentage. Jorge Alfaro, 32%. So it doesn't matter which catcher shows up. It's going to be ridiculous. So I think with this Miami Marlins team, 25% K rate on the season versus righties, I see that getting worse with this lineup going forward. Even 70 pitches at 5.5 for this number, just thinking about that being a 7.5 if he was fully stretched out, I think that just, I'm going to trust the career numbers on that. The velocity was back there, right around 94 mile an hour fastball. Carlos Carrasco, I think he can rack up some strikeouts in limited work for the New York Mets.
You got a good line there, as you mentioned. So I'm going. You're going one strip of bacon?
One strip of bacon.
One strip of bacon. I like it. Just, Mets today. Looking at Oddshopper right now, minus 155 favorite. The over-under is only 7.5, so it certainly leads you to believe that Carrasco can pitch, even on account, somewhat efficiently and deep into that game. Should have ample opportunities, and you're getting plus money there, so no problem with that. Before we dive into our final pick, I do want to say, as you guys know, A, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel. We really do appreciate it. If you haven't noticed by now, Awesome-O Odds sports betting channel is live. We are up and running, a ton of content, and we are just getting started. Once the regular season starts, you don't want to miss it. So no better way or time or place or whatever to go over there, subscribe, and be part of the team. We really do appreciate it. My final pick, you know what? We're the combo for Live Before Lock in the PGA streets. With Josh on vacation, this is going to be a pseudo PGA contenders vid. I'm going to give an outright, and there's a lot of places we could go, certainly for more info on the course and the field for the WGC FedEx St. Jude Classic. Stay tuned tonight, and obviously Jason Roslin, our other partner in the golf streets, has a ton of content as well. But I'm going to take a shot here. There's a lot of good prices. One of them to me is Scottie Scheffler. He's 31-1. Again, I wasn't immediately drawn to him, but when I saw those odds, I said, okay, this is something that I can get behind. And Scheffler's the type of player, he's been so close so many times. I think it's just a matter of time before he racks up a win. Three top tens in his last four starts. Two of those were majors at the Open and the US Open, third at Memorial. Guy's a ball striking machine. He's gaining across the board. I look at TPC Southwind and there's nothing I see in this course that he can't handle. Now it's a very strong field. He's got to have his A game, but at 31-1, that's the kind of guy, I think going forward, we're not going to see 31-1 on Scottie Scheffler in any format, in any field. And this being a non-cut, I love that number. Just going to do a half strip of bacon because it's a large outright, but I love that number and I'm more than willing to add him to my betting card.
I'm going to go half strip of bacon as well for my outright, but beforehand, okay. Scottie Scheffler, I love that play. This is a guy that in DFS formats in betting, I think he's somebody to continue to be bullish on. It's just too good of a player. He dominated the Corn Ferry Tour, dominated that. We talk about winning all the time and how that can kind of just breed success at the next level. And again, a guy like that, he gets in the mix. He can make a W happen. I cannot believe that I'm about to recommend this player. I cannot believe it in a million years. And I don't think I've said his name on a single show, period. But
you
started
with Jim Herman.
No, okay. It's not Jim Herman. I'm not here to ruin everybody's life. But I am about to recommend one, Sergio Garcia, at 60-1. Okay, so a little bit more reasonable. All right.
I mean, it's in my mind. I think the public will probably think this is insane. But go ahead. Talk about my man from Spain.
So your man from Spain has had a little bit of a drop off in recent years coming off a 2017 Masters win. And I really had no interest in looking at him at any point in time this entire season. But we're starting to see some massive ball striking performances from this guy. Literally lost more than 7 strokes putting at the 3M. Still finished 25th. Inconscionable type of stuff. He's basically been a flat putter over his career at TPC Sugarloaf. And now there's a lot of water out there, which makes some of the ball striking data look a little wonky with him there. But this is a guy who's just in unbelievable peak form hitting a golf ball right now. Even 3M had a little bit of water here and there, and he kind of avoided it there. 60-1 is a big number. Now there's some 45-1s lingering, but you got to find this number. That's really what I'm looking at here. But 60-1 flat putter on this Bermuda surface. I just think that he can possibly get in the mix here. And at this long of a number, he's got the pedigree. He's got 2 decades of experience on the PGA Tour. It wouldn't surprise me if he got himself in the mix. And I think it's a great addition to your card. It's probably my favorite outright just simply because of this number.
For the rest of our outrights, make sure to check out our PGA expert betting picks. That article will be posted. And listen, you're never going to have me push back on Sergio. He can't putt, but you know what? This is a course, as we both talked about, you know, TPC Southwind, if you drive the ball well, all you got to do is make a couple, and certainly he's going to have 72 holes to do that. His ball striking is as good as you're going to find in the world right now. So I'm very excited to see how he follows up minus seven strokes game putting with probably something even more egregious. That's why we love that guy, and that's why we do this show. But we've got two big outrights. If you cash that, you may be a permanent member of the breakfast menu, because that would be the all-time hit so far. But you know what? Two up, two down. Easy game here. Obviously, stay tuned for more breakfast menu. Tomorrow, I will be joined by Matt Gajewski. We'll be talking MMA, the Black Beast, Derek Lewis versus Cyril Gane. Very interested to see his thoughts on that and who else we have on this pretty interesting MMA card. That's why we're bringing him in. That is his forte, not mine. But Eric, thanks for stopping by. Good luck, everyone. Like I said, like and subscribe on your way out. Stay tuned. We will see you guys soon.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.